Postal operations at a Batesville mail processing operation will be moving to Jonesboro. The U.S. Postal Service said Monday that it has been conducting a study to determine how it can save money during the economic downturn. Arkansas District Manager David Camp told the Batesville Daily Guard on Monday that mail volume is down to 20% since 2007. Six positions are to be lost in Batesville, though Camp says he hopes they can transfer to Jonesboro. The Independence County Sheriff's Office was busy over the weekend with a rash of vehicle break-ins in the downtown Batesville area. Saturday, deputies were alerted to BJ's Hair Academy on Main Street, where several witnesses reported seeing an individual in a red Chevrolet Z71 extended cab pickup with chrome bed rails getting out and braking into vehicles. Witnesses described the suspect as a white male with red hair, a red scruffy goatee, wearing a striped shirt and ball cap. One of the victims reported a wallet and CDs had been stolen out of his car, while another noted a gym bag had been taken out of hers. Just a few minutes later, a waitress at Elizabeth Restaurant on Main reported to deputies that her right rear passenger window had been broken out, and her purse, containing her driver's license, credit cards, $200, as well as her cell phone, were missing. Then on Sunday, a Batesville woman reported her car had been broken into at the First Baptist Church on Main Street. A bag was taken from the vehicle, but the victim told deputies that nothing of value was in the bag. Former University of Central Arkansas President Lou Hardin has pleaded guilty to two felony charges over $200,000 in illegal bonuses he received while leader of the Conway campus. Hardin entered the pleas Monday in federal court in Little Rock to charges of wire fraud and money laundering. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Hardin abruptly resigned last week from his job as president of Palm Beach Atlantic University in Florida, where he was hired in June 2009 after resigning from UCA in August 2008. He left UCA after 2 months of contention over two bonuses and a memo he wrote in which he falsified information in an effort to persuade the Board of Trustees to pay him more. Hardin repaid the $200,000 bonus he had received. And Arkansas lawmakers have approved a batch of appropriations bills that a group of House Republicans had blocked just days before. Members of the State House of Representatives voted 86-0 on Monday in favor of several appropriation bills. One of those proposals would increase funding for the State Ethics Commission, and another would boost funding for the State History Commission. A group of House Republicans blocked both of those last week in an attempt to curtail government spending. But that move alarmed members in both the House and Senate, who are trying to avoid gridlock on the state's $4.6 billion budget. Legislators also filed hundreds of bills on Monday ahead of the deadline to file bills to be considered during the session. And that's a look at news. I'm Rob Grayson for Gary B.